जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय वृंद चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय वृंद चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
टेक्स्ट 1 वंदे नंद सुतैश्वर्यं श्रीनित्यानंदमीश्वरं यश्चिदाय तत्स्वरूपं अज्ञेनापि निरूप्यते. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Srinityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A sat shloke kailo Krishna Chaitanya Mahima Pancha shloke nahi kahi Nityananda Tatvasimha. I have described the glory of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in 6 verses. Now, in 5 verses, I shall describe the glory of Lord Nityananda. Sarva Arbatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord, the original form of Godhead. And his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand himself in innumerable forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Svamsa, and the forms that have limited potency, the living entities, are called Vihinamsa. In order to understand Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, we have to understand Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. As stated throughout the Vedic literature, Krishna is the supreme original personality of Godhead. Krishna Sthu Bhagavan Swayam. And his first expansion is Balaram. Sri Brahma Sanghita gives the example that from one candle you can light a second candle. From the second candle you can light a third, from the third you can light a fourth, and so on. And they all have the same candle power. In essence, they are the same. But still, there's one original candle. Krishna, one original personality of Godhead. And there's one first expansion, Balaram. And from Balaram, the other expansions follow them. एक ईश्वर उपजने बिना मक्ष खाया अल्य खाय व्यूह कृष्ण लीला रा सहाया. These two are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastime. Report. Balaram is a Swamsha expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in their bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity among the first quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. The subject of Godhead and the expansions of Godhead is deep and mysterious. We can talk about it, but to actually realize the truth of the subject is possible only by Lord Nityananda's mercy. As we sang in the song, Dalara Gita, that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one can understand the truth of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And our process is to repeat what we have heard from the authorities, because we are conditioned souls. We have defects. We have imperfect senses. We have a tendency to commit mistakes. We have a tendency to cheat. We are faulty in so many ways. And the subject of Godhead, Godhead himself, is beyond the range of our sense perception and mental speculation, because the mind and senses, even the intelligence, they're all material and limited. And God and his expansions are spiritual and unlimited. So we cannot approach the transcendental subject, the transcendental realm, through our imperfect senses, through our limited minds and intelligence. We can receive the knowledge by oral reception. We can receive the knowledge from higher authorities who are beyond the pale of material existence, who are beyond the imperfections of conditioned souls. And therefore we always read from scripture and cite references from scripture, because scripture, the Vedic literature, is beyond the defects of conditioned souls. It is aparoshaya. It is it emanates from God directly. And we just receive that knowledge by submissive oral reception through the parampara system. Lord Nityananda is considered the original spiritual master. Or one could say Lord Balaram is the original spiritual master. Because he fulfills the two functions of a spiritual master. One function is to give knowledge of God, and the other is to serve God. So because he is the first expansion of Godhead, he's the first, apart from Krishna himself or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he's the first to give us knowledge of God, and he's the first to engage in service to God. And the spiritual master is the leader of the servants of God. In other words, he engages his disciples in the service of God. Once in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees, what is the duty of the spiritual master and what is the duty of the disciple? And different devotees gave different answers. And finally, Srila Prabhupada himself gave the answer that the duty of the spiritual master is to serve Krishna, and the duty of the disciples is to assist the spiritual master. The spiritual master installs the deity. He's responsible for the deity worship. He's responsible for the cleanliness of the temple. Shri Vihara Dana Nityananda Shingaratan Mandira Marajanada. In principle, he should have to do all the service himself, but the disciples assist him. So Srila Prabhupada said, when the disciples are worshipping the deity, when the disciples are cleaning the floor, they should think that actually this is my spiritual master's duty, but I'm assisting him. So, Lord Balaram, or Nityananda Prabhu, is the original spiritual master. And to understand the knowledge of Godhead, we have to receive it through the line of spiritual masters. Because we, in our present status, have no capacity to approach Lord Balaram directly, to approach Lord Nityananda directly. So we receive the knowledge through their representatives, and we offer service through their representatives. And that is the principle of disciplic succession. Evam param parapraptam imam vidarshiyogidu. Krishna says that he originally spoke the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita many millions of years earlier, and it was received through disciplic succession. And that is the way to receive transcendental knowledge. And when we receive it, we absorb it through our ears and into our hearts, and then we repeat what we have heard. That is the principle of preaching or teaching. Shravanam Kirtanam. We hear first, and then we repeat what we have heard. And because we are repeating perfect knowledge received from a perfect authority, what we say is perfect. We are not perfect, but what we say is perfect because we're repeating knowledge that's perfect, that's been received. disciplic succession from a perfect authority, ultimately from the supreme authority. And that is our duty. When we receive knowledge, we must repeat it. In fact, when one receives knowledge from a spiritual master, one incurs a debt to him, an immeasurable debt that cannot be repaid. But the method by which one makes the effort to repay the debt is to repeat what one has heard from a spiritual master. Or in other words, to share the knowledge that one has received from the disciplic succession. So that is what we are doing here tonight. In fact, we do it every morning and every night. And as far as possible, we do it all day and night. We hear and we chant Shravanam Kirtanam. That's our life. Yesterday I mentioned to some devotees that one day after preaching in downtown Bombay, I came back to Juhu and met Srila Prabhupada. In a mood of enthusiasm, I said, "Srila Prabhupada, I like this preaching." And Srila Prabhupada replied, "Not I like this preaching. This preaching is my life." So that is our life. Hearing and repeating. Shravanam Kirtanam. Yes, I'll read the verse again because it has reminded me of another instruction. These two are one and the same identity, referring to Krishna and Balaram. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So basically the verse says that they are the same. The only difference is in form. So, one year at the Kumbh Mela, a discussion arose between two Prabhupada's disciples. One of them said, practically what the verse here says, that Krishna and Balaram are the same. There's no difference except that Krishna is blackish and Balaram is whitish. Now, of course, when we talk about the form of the Lord, we're not talking about a material body like we have, made of flesh and blood and bones and stool and urine and other precious fluids. We are talking about Satchit Ananda Vigraha. We're talking about the personification of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. We're talking about something completely beyond the three modes of material nature. So when we say Krishna is black or blackish or Balaram is white or whitish, we're not referring to skin like we have. One black person, African person, was very enlivened to hear that Krishna was black. So he approached Srila Prabhupada and he was, "This is wonderful, God is black." And Srila Prabhupada replied, "Yes, he's black, but not that black." A different black. So we're talking about a spiritual existence. Krishna is compared to the color of a black monsoon cloud or dark monsoon cloud. But anyway, coming back to the discussion, because as I mentioned earlier, our process is to repeat. We repeat and we discuss what we've heard. So one disciple was saying that Krishna and Balaram are the same. The only difference is that Krishna is black and Balaram is white. And the second disciple was arguing that no, there's a difference because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Radharani. There is a difference. So they were clashing. There was a clash of views. And at the time, His Holiness Jamal Krishna Goswami was Srila Prabhupada's GBC secretary in India. So he took the matter to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, I think it was Madhavisa Prabhu, is saying that there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is that Krishna is black and Balaram is white. Srila Prabhupada said, that is right. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami said, but Yamuna Prabhu is saying that there's actually a difference because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is also right. Tamal Krishna Goswami said, but Srila Prabhupada, they're saying different things. They both can't be right. And Srila Prabhupada said, you are also right. So, Tamal Krishna Goswami asked, well, which is right? And Srila Prabhupada replied, you decide. So, I won't elaborate, I'll just hear it and accept it as it is. Text 6. Say Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Say Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. The original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvipa as Lord Chaitanya. And Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Jai, Sri Gaurani Thai. Yes, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that they arose like the sun and the moon simultaneously over the horizon of Gaurakesh. In fact, the example of the sun and the moon rising over the horizon also is significant. Because the sun always exists, the moon always exists. It doesn't take birth. It just appears before our vision at a certain time, which we call sunrise, and it disappears from our vision at a certain time, which we call sunset. But it always exists. So the same way Krishna and Balaram always exist, they are eternal. They have no beginning and no end. And similarly, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have no beginning or end. But they appear like the sun and the moon simultaneously to bestow benediction upon us all. Text 7. Sankar Shankar Anatoya Shai Garbo Yashai Chab payodishai sheshashchayasyam shakala sanitya nanda kirama sharanam mamashtu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Shankarshan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions, and the portions of his plenary portions. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the seventh of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Nityananda Akhya Rama Sharanam Mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. That is our goal, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. And in our case, our being as fallen as we are and in need of mercy as we are, our constant remembrance should be Lord Balaram, Sri Nityananda. And actually to remember Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to remember Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Because they are always thinking of Krishna in Vrindavan. And they're always chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And our authorities, such as Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, have explained that all of Krishna Leela, Radha Krishna Leela, are contained in the 16 words of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And they've even explained how the Hare Krishna means something, then the next Hare Krishna means something, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. How all the pastimes are there in the Mahamantra, and by chanting the Mahamantra purely, you can realize the entire spiritual world. So that is a great gift, as we sang earlier, that is a great gift of Nityananda Mahaja, that he has made the holy name available to everyone just for the price of one's faith. So it's all we have to pay, just faith. Nityananda doesn't consider one's birth, one's caste, one's wealth, one's physical ability or beauty. He only wants to see one thing, that you have a drop of faith. If you have a drop of faith, if he sees just a drop of a tear in your eye from hearing the holy name of Lord Gauranga, thinking of the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, he feels so ecstatic, he feels so indebted to you, that he immediately wants to give you everything. The holy name, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which in effect means the entire spiritual kingdom of God. He's ready to give it to you, give it away, just for a little faith. Well, begins with a little faith. But it is a little faith. words. God is unlimited in words. As Prabhupada used to say, God is infinite, and we are infinitesimal. Infinitesimal. So what are we compared to God? There's no comparison at all. So what can we offer to God? What do we have to offer to God? A little faith, a drop of faith. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in another song, please just give me a drop of faith in the holy name. Just a drop of faith. Because from that everything else follows. Just a drop of faith. So, we can't read all the verses and discuss them in detail. But the author, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and here the author of this particular verse is she's sort of Damodar. They are distinguishing the expansions that engage in the creation and maintenance of the cosmic manifestation and the forms that are engaged in the personal service of the Lord. And this is another one of the mysteries of Krishna consciousness, of Vedic knowledge, that God has two existences. I mean, he's the same God, but in one existence, he enjoys pastimes in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, as Krishna and Balaram. And in another form, expanded form, he creates the material universes and maintains them. But in his original forms, Nitasikaryam Karanam Shivijiti. He has nothing to do. Prabhupada said, God has nothing to do. He has no work to perform. Everything is done by his agents. Even a rich man, he has a lot of secretaries and servants to do his work for him. Prabhupada would give the example of Mr. Birla in India. If Mr. Birla wants to start a factory, he just calls his secretary and says, I want to start such and such factory in such place. And his agents do the rest of the work. So, Krishna and Balaram, they enjoy pastimes in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan. And even though Balaram is the personality of Godhead himself, still he takes pleasure in the service of Krishna. And the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita says later that everyone, even the direct expansions, the swamsas, the direct expansions of Krishna, they take pleasure in serving Krishna. So, Lord Balaram, he also takes pleasure in serving Krishna. He's the older brother, so there's an aspect of parental affection, but he's a brother, so there's an aspect of equality, fraternal affection. And he likes to serve Krishna, so there's also that aspect of servitude. Sometimes Krishna is tired in the forest to lie down to rest and Balaram will massage his feet. And he will take great pleasure in it. And there's another Ras, Madhurya Ras, conjugal love. But even there, although Balaram cannot serve Krishna in the form of Balaram in Madhuryavasa, but he expands as an Angamandri, as the younger sister of Radharani, to serve Krishna in Madhuryavasa. And amongst the expansions mentioned here, Shesha also engages in personal service. He serves as the couch of the Lord. He serves as with his hoods. He forms an umbrella for the Lord. And as Shesha, he also engages in personal service. And then the expansions, Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, Shira Dakshaya Vishnu, they create the cosmic manifestation, maintain it. They are always expanded. Yadantarasta Paramana Yadantarasta, they are within the atom, between the atom. They're everywhere. And Krishna and Balaram, in their original form, are enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan. And our acharyas have explained that just as there is a section in the spiritual sky where Krishna and Balaram have their pastimes with their associates, there's another section in the spiritual sky where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda eternally have their pastimes. It's not that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda appear on earth and have their pastimes if that's the end. But they exist eternally in the spiritual world, just like Krishna and Balaram. And we, as devotees, when we become perfect in devotional service, we can join them, just like we can join Krishna and Balaram or Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world and serve them eternally. We can also join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in the spiritual world and serve them eternally. And some souls, when they're liberated, they can actually serve both eternally. The soul has that power, inconceivable power. So just like Krishna and Balaram are present as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they descend with their associates. Say, Krishna comes with, his cowherd, say his parents. The devotees who play the parts of his parents, Nanda and Yashoda. So they also come in his pastimes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Jagannath Mishra and Sajjana. In the same way, Lord Balaram has his associates who descend with him and support him in his pastimes in Chaitanya. And we, if we have that strong attachment to Gaura Nithai, we can join their pastimes eternally. But pure devotees, they have no selfish desire. They don't desire even liberation. They only want to serve. Of course, sometimes the Lord will give a devotee liberation, not the impersonal liberation, that's anathema to a devotee, but sometimes the Lord will give one of the other four kinds of liberation, to live on the same planet as the Lord, to live in close proximity to the Lord, to have the same body features as the Lord, to have the same opulent, says the Lord. Because in those liberations, one can serve the Lord. But a devotee doesn't desire even those types of liberation. The Lord may award them to a devotee, but the devotee doesn't desire them. He desires only to serve wherever, heaven or hell. Lord Shiva glorifies the Vaishnava. Svarga apavarga narakeshu apitruva padarshan. That the Vaishnava, for him, heaven and hell and liberation are all the same. He's equal twice. Because he doesn't live in heaven or hell or anywhere, he lives in the service of the Lord. And that is our goal, to live in the service of the Lord. And that position can be realized by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their associates. And we consider our acharyas of Srila Prabhupada as their representatives. We receive knowledge of them through disciplic succession. We serve them through disciplic succession. By the mercy of the disciplic succession, they pull us out of the material world and establish us, the lotus feet of Shishi Radha and Krishna, Shri Radha Deva. So today is a most important day, most auspicious day, appearance day of Sri Nityananda Balarama, because by his mercy we can get everything. In one lecture, Srila Prabhupada explained the process that our goal is to approach the service of Radha and Krishna, the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. But to approach Radha and Krishna, we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we have to approach people like Jagai and Madhai. Now, Jagai and Madhai were the most sinful people of at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They were, well, drunkards, meat eaters, worse than that. They were criminals. They were thieves. They were murderers. It's described that Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, keeps track of the activities of the living entities. Because he enforces karma. So he has to keep track of all of a person's pious and sinful activities. But again, he doesn't do it directly. A scribe, he has a secretary. So it's described that Jagai and Madhai were so sinful that Yamaraj's secretary, Yamaraj's accountant, couldn't keep track. He couldn't keep track of the sins of Jagai and Madhai. As soon as he made one entry in the book, they committed another one. And it's described he actually had a nervous breakdown. Sometimes our professionals, you know, highly paid professionals, they get nervous breakdowns because they can't take the pressure, they can't keep up with the work. So, that's how sinful Jagai and Madhai gave Yamaraj's accountant nervous breakdown. But even they were delivered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. There's a whole story. They were very blasphemous of Lord Nityananda. They were so offensive that they actually threw an object. He had approached them to request them to chant the holy name. They became so angry, one of them took a clay pot and hurled it at Nityananda, which would hit him. Even then, Lord Nityananda persevered in his mission to deliver them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's so much love between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about it, he rushed to the spot. He was ready to severely chastise Jagaya Mata. He was ready to kill them with the Sudarshan Chakra because of his love for Nityananda Prabhu. But Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya that this is Kali Yuga, because the Lord appears in different ages. Krishna and Balaram appeared in Dwarpa Yuga, and they appear in earlier ages where people are more pious. So Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya, you're in Kali Yuga now. If you kill Jagaya Madhai, you'll have to kill everyone. I mean, not everyone is as sinful as they are in the extreme. But pretty much everyone is sinful. They take intoxicants, they eat meat or fish or eggs, they gamble, they engage in illicit sex. Everyone in Kali Yuga pretty much is sinful. So if you're going to kill them because they're sinful, you'll have to kill everyone. And what will happen to your mission? The mission is not to kill them physically like in previous ages. In previous ages, the Lord appeared in Kshatriya families, generally. Lord Rama, he killed the demons physically. Lord Krishna killed the demons physically. But in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in a Brahmin's family. So he doesn't take up weapons like a Kshatriya to kill the miscreants, but he kills their demonic mentality and elevates them to Krishna consciousness. And the special, you could say, manifestation of that mercy is Nityananda Prabhu. Through his mercy, such fallen souls in Kali Yuga are delivered. To get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we have to approach the sinful, fallen souls, calling to the people on the street, people on the beach, the people in the university, people in the office building, people in the White House. Everyone is sinful. Everyone is sinful. We have to approach them all. We have to give them Lord Nityananda's mercy, which really means ultimately to give them the holy name that they'll accept. And by that process, and of course Srila Prabhupada's books are there to convince them to accept the mercy, to chant the holy name. By that process, we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. By his mercy, we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can approach the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And all of that is possible by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.